Welcome to the Mint Euro Special 2016 podcast. Over the next 30 days, Ankit Prasad will take you through some of the most exciting happenings from on and off the football field.
Hello and welcome to European Nights, a show about football. Today is Monday, the 11th of July. That's the day after the final. And I'm Ankit Prasad. Portugal have won it. They won the cup, beating France 1-0 in extra time. It was an unlikely hero who got the winner. Eder, the striker, who didn't score in 13 games for Swansea City just last season, and then midway through was transferred to Lille, where he scored 6 in 14, helping them to the 5th place in Ligue 1, came on as a substitute for the baby Ferrari, that is Renato Sanchez, and in the 110th minute, with the match having been laboured and goalless, though not without incident up till that point, received the ball about 40 yards from goal, turned, ran, grappled with Koscielny, drew that contest, but then fired in a low and hard shot on the half-turn from 25 yards out that went straight as an arrow with a couple of bounces past a diving Lloris and into the corner of the net. No other goal was scored in the remainder of the match, and watching it from the manager's technical area, sometimes being manager as well, was Cristiano Ronaldo, who had to unbelievably go off just a quarter of the way into the game because of having clashed knees in a clumsy challenge with Dimitri Payet. That was Payet's only contribution in the game. He seemed to have lost his mind for the most part and was substituted after just 58 minutes for Kingsley Coman. And nor was he the only French player to go missing either. Antoine Griezmann had a couple of moments, but the Portuguese defenders, especially Cedric and Guerrero, didn't buy his cute tricks. Giroud was lumbrous and distinctively English, and Matuidi anonymous. You knew things weren't going well for France because Pogba was in the middle of the park looking out of sorts and angry and confused the entire time. Only Moussa Sissoko and the defenders turned out really, but they did still help France keep more of the ball and look the more dangerous of the two sides. Portugal, after Ronaldo's tearful exit, had looked composed and non-panicky still, with Quaresma coming on to join Nani up front and everything else remaining the same, but you did fear for them. If France had scored, then maybe Portugal would have found it difficult to get back in it, but it's hard to be sure about that too now because it turns out that all through these knockouts, Portugal have mostly managed to do exactly what was required of them. Fernando Santos meant to get them the winner, that's why he bought on Moutinho and Eder in the second half, and even Didier Deschamps was fairly astute with his substitutions. Kingsley Coman was electric and Gignac came agonizingly close after shaking off Pepe. Anthony Martial, Deschamps' last substitute, who he bought on after Portugal had gone ahead, had a chance to equalise too, but his shot from near the penalty spot hit a pair of his own teammates. Portugal's best chance too had come late in the encounter, as Nani's cross from the right wing tried to sneak into the French goal with Lloris making the save and the rebound falling near Quaresma, who kicked the ball acrobatically over his own head only to find Lloris up and willing again. It was as close as they got before Eder's golazo. Both the dugouts were a sight for sore eyes in extra time. Deschamps, who at the end of the day is a true leader, prowled the touchline after having given his side a stirring team talk on the pitch, while for Portugal, Ronaldo looked like he was trying to become the first person to win the Euros both as player and manager in the same tournament. Ultimately, he got his wish fulfilled. He lifted the Henri Deloney trophy in the presentation area at the Stade de France. Speaking of which, we learned two things about France's majestic national stadium as well. The first is that if you leave the lights on for the whole of the previous night, then thousands of moths will descend upon it. And the second is that it really doesn't suit players named Ronaldo. Hard luck to France, but congratulations to Portugal, who have become champions of Europe for the first time. It's only the morning after as we record this, and it's still kind of early to reflect on the finale in the larger scheme of things. But if we were to venture a guess, we'd say that it's likely that this tournament and this year will be remembered as the ones in which Ronaldo won the Euros. If you think of it, it's a bit of a rare sight nowadays to see the world's best player lift the trophy at the end, in the Euros and the World Cup at least, and no, that's not a judgment on Lionel Messi, though we will talk about him in just a bit. This tournament did not have the most goals, in fact it had a pretty low return, and it did not have any thrillers, that is 3-2s and 4-3s exclusively. What it did have though was a lot of close encounters and a lot of late action. Extremely few matches were done by halftime and the general quality of the football and the excitement level was quite good. It was thoroughly entertaining action and only Zlatan and England can be really disappointed with how things went. Wales, Belgium, Italy and their departing manager, and France most of all, along with some others, showed good promise, while Spain, Germany and the absent Netherlands are left with many questions to answer. Some of the more low-key sides too have oodles of quality, like Croatia, Turkey and maybe even Iceland, the tournament's breakout team. And Albania have a right-back who's really good too. The countdown to the World Cup begins now. It's in Russia. And if that wasn't enough, one of the best players in the world will be there over the next two summers as the European champion, while the other says he's retired from international football. Yeah, right. Messi will play in that tournament. Messi will play for Barcelona this year. And Messi versus Ronaldo is back on. The ones we feel sorry for are Luis Suarez and Neymar. They're going to have to pay a goal tax to Messi from now on because the image of Ronaldo and that trophy and possibly that Ballon d'Or later this year will drive him nuts. It's on.